Hi, Tracy.
All right, Niles.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I know you are. I live with you, for God's sake. I saw you like 2 minutes ago.
Why are you
ago.
Being so polite
to I don't me? Know. I don't know. It's the radio with me. Do you remember when I was telling you when I used to do voiceover work, I'd do a radio show, then I'd go to the voiceover studio, Tony Kiernan and yeah, Moynihan yeah. Russell in Dublin, and I'd have this script, a really serious script, and I'd go, you know, if you're experiencing a difficulty in life, then you need to do this because life can be tough sometimes. I'd do the big... And you go, yeah, do one more time, do one more time. And after the third time, you go, right, you got the DJ out of your voice now. Now can we do it for real? I'm like, yeah, sorry about that, mate. You have to exercise that, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, so, hey, how are you? Do you ever do that in a shop? Do you ever notice when you go to a shop?
Especially after a show.
Oh, Jesus, after a show, forget about it. But you go into a shop and the person goes, how's it going? You go, hey, how are you today? And you go, what? And they're like, I'm all right. Good to hear it. You're still in that, why am I talking like this? 2 Big Macs and a large Coke, please. How are you? That's €10. That's a great deal. There you go. What's going on with that?
The DJ voice just comes out.
It just comes out. Isn't it a disaster? All right, welcome to our podcast. This is the second podcast in this series. I say series.
I have to say thank you so much for all the feedback last week and all the listens. And, you know, it was something new that we started. We said, let's do something just for radio people. So it's just radio and this is it, episode 2.
Is that why we got a good reaction last time, do you think? Is because we literally have changed tactics.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah, I think what we were... All what we're all trying to do is we're seeing all these new platforms opening up, and it's like we're trying to be part of them, and we think that radio should be a part of that. But no, I think we need to creep back and go radio.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with you, Tracy. No, because you're right. We're trying to be everything to everybody, and Spotify isn't trying to be everything to everybody. YouTube isn't trying to be everything to everybody. It's not trying to be radio.
Yeah.
Spotify had that AI DJ. Do you remember that thing that opened?
Who listens to that anymore?
Nobody. It's crap. No. It's absolutely atrocious.
So I listened to it once and I went,
But radio is still we're trying to be Spotify. We're trying to be YouTube. We're trying to be TikTok. We're trying to be everything. Instead of just being what we are. Being proud. No wonder people say I don't listen to radio because they don't know what it is.
And the whole thing with AI at the moment, I don't know about you, but every day like you're on your newsfeed, and someone is trying something new with AI. There's a new AI product out, new AI design. And my competitor's using that. I better use that too. We're just trying to keep up with technology evolving so fast. And we're just forgetting what radio is all about.
And that is?
One person talking to another person.
I knew you were going to say that. So it's almost like we came back home. In a way, we were having a conversation, weren't we? We were just saying, why don't we just talk about radio? Because that's what we know. And then we had a little internal kind of argument in our own heads and between ourselves, not argument, but discussion about, well, yeah, but, what about this? And what about digital? And what about? And what about? And then we thought, yeah, what about? But it just comes back to radio, doesn't it?
It does.
It's what we know.
Yeah.
It's what we've always done. And people seem to be avoiding talking about just radio. And I think if you have pride in what you do.
And love for what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Then you'll want to look after it. You take care of the things you love.
I mean, we get up every day and we just can't help it. We always talk about radio because we just have a passion for that.
And creating.
And I think you have to have a passion for the work that you do. You have to.
We're going to talk a bit more about that later, right?
You really do. That's what keeps you going. That's what motivates you. That's what will not make you leave an industry.
It's very easy. We're getting ahead of ourselves here because I want to talk about this later, but it's very easy to give up, isn't it?
Can I ask you a question? Like,
no.
We were talking about World Radio Day recently. There was lots of people putting up old photos of themselves on the radio years ago and how they started off. Their first love of radio behind the microphone and that feeling when you put the fader up for the first time, the mic on, and you're like, wow, that me in my headphones, this is the way I sound on the radio. And it's addictive and it's just fun and it just keeps you going. But you,
me,
when you first started off in radio,
right,
what was the feeling when you first started?
This is going to sound very egotistical, and it shouldn't, because I think anybody who's done well in radio knows this feeling. You thought you were good. you hear yourself and you go, oh, I'm actually quite good at this. Do you know that feeling?
Yeah.
You had that, right?
I mean, you got inspired by people, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, we're going
the people,
back.
The generation above you.
That's right. That's yes. right. Yeah, I was, as a kid, I used to listen to Radio Luxembourg. And the reason I liked them was because when I was growing up in Dublin in the 80s, there was fairly standard radio. It wasn't really exciting, but Luxembourg were a different world. Mm. They were entertaining. They had character voices. They had comedy. They were talking after every record. Yes, and they were records. And it inspired me to be that, to be an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we all get inspired by somebody. The question is, we always ask our people, don't we? Who are you inspired by? We're just saying, why did you like them? What energy did they give you? What did you take away from
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely. Yeah? I mean, I was inspired by you guys, Dusty and yourself in Sunshine, because you had that motivation and you were given that motivation by Mr. Bill.
Yeah, Bill Cunningham. Of course I was. Yeah, he is the mentor. He's the main man. Again, another tangent, sidebar. Irish radio right now and UK radio should be tipping the hat to a guy like Bill Cunningham, who came across to Ireland from the States, invented CHR radio, as in brought it with him, and that changed changed everything, changed the game. And all stations since then, from Sunshine to Atlantic to Galaxy, which became KISS, to Capital's format, which all changed.
Each radio station got its inspiration from that person and that station. And you could go back.
Well, that
and
brings
back
us on to your first point about legacy.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's his yes. legacy, in my mind. There are people who will argue with me and go, he was an absolute tyrant. But he wasn't. He just demanded the best from you. But he was a great motivator. When you talk about legacy,
yeah.
and you talk about legacy yeah. a lot, yes. this is one of your things, right?
Actually, when I was 13, I started on radio. And the radio stations closed down in 1988 in Dublin because of the new rule. And all the radio stations had to close down. My mother had a typewriter. My father had a photocopier in work. I printed out all these leaflets about trying to bring back the radio stations and campaigning for the radio stations to be brought back. And I went round till about 11 o'clock at night posting these things through the door.
Now you're just doing it digitally. It's the yes. same thing, though.
Yes.
It's the same.
But that was the passion I had back then.
That's right.
You know, you have to have that.
Yeah, and you carry that with you. If it's yes. in you, you don't have to fake it.
No.
I think that's what it is. And what's happening, what we're hearing a lot of these days is people faking what they think they should be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can remember who you were, like you, 13 years old, if you can channel that kid into what you do now, then the passion will come through.
I'll give you a few names. Steve Wright, Greg James, Ashley Paul, Barry Dunn, Howard Stern.
Okay, here's the riddle. What have they all got in common?
They've all worked hard and they kept going and they were motivated and they all made a decision to work hard and be good at what they do and learn about what they do. Get to know everything about what you do.
Okay, so someone like Greg James, when he got the Radio 1 breakfast show on BBC, he's famous for his quote being, I remember sitting in front of the microphone at home in my tape recorder and pretending I was hosting the BBC Radio 1 breakfast show. He knew that's what he wanted all along, right? Steve Wright, different from a different planet. I mean, Steve Wright was just a phenomenal. One thing Steve Wright that people talk about was how prepared he always was. He was over-prepped for every gig. He knew exactly what he was going to do, but he had the ability to change. The 9/11 show is a famous example of that, when he threw everything out the window.
Ashley Paul.
Yeah, Ashley joined Radio Star a few years ago. Ashley was working in a winery, a bit like Gary Vaynerchuk. He's the Gary Vaynerchuk of radio. He's a wine expert, but he always wanted to get into radio. He was working in a local community radio station, unpaid, you know, finding his craft, finding his feet, finding out what he does best. Then joined in Radio Star, he came in the top five and he landed a gig, his first ever paid gig with BFBS in the UK. And Ashley, because of passion, because of determination, he's now working with BFBS in Gibraltar is where he's based now. He's doing the breakfast show down there.
Yeah.
So he's delighted
with
himself.
So, so well.
Your friend Barry Dunn?
Barry Dunn, he's still on the same radio station he was on, I think, in the 90s.
I joined 98FM in 1998. Barry was there at that time, so he's at least 97. And yeah. Barry is now the voice of the Cash Machine in Ireland, which is a national promotion with the Bauer Network. Everybody in Ireland, the whole country, knows Barry.
Knows Barry.
They all, hi, it's Barry from the Cash Machine. They all know him.
He's and the
Howard Stern, I mean, come on.
Howard
I mean, it's ridiculous,
Stern.
Ridiculous. Yeah. The fact that we're still talking about him is testament to his legacy. What do you want your legacy to be is what we always ask, isn't
Howard
it?
Howard Stern just opens his mouth.
Yeah. Right. I can't even do it.
You sound like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, wow.
Was it Owen Wilson?
It's his brother. He was in that movie you watched where everybody's really stupid in the future.
What's the brother's name?
Can't remember.
I should have get that one. Ben Stiller is another one.
Ben Stiller, yeah.
But now I remember his name. But if someone goes, what's the guy in Meet the Fockers? Oh.
Ben Stiller. Yeah. No, I can never remember Ben Stiller's name. I'm glad you said it. This is the type of thing, if you're on the radio right now, this is where you just completely lose it if you're on your own. This is why we always say be prepared. See, I didn't expect you to say that, so I don't know. Owen Wilson's brother. Jesus. We call him Billy Bob Wilson.
Yeah, I can't remember.
One thing about your legacy, how do you start to create a legacy?
Actually, you're going to butt speaking in of legacies, right? I have to compliment the guys in Galway Bay FM. Excellent work there. There's a guy...
It's just the morning show. Yeah.
Whoever's doing social media, if he's behind that, well done. And if someone else, well done. It's really, you're doing great things.
And already we noticed it, and that's creating a legacy for what you do. So how do you start a legacy?
Also he was playing
Jesus,
that.
I'll get me sentence there eventually.
Also he was playing that game, wasn't he? Brought the other presenter into the studio and they started doing that.
Guess the intro. Can I continue?
Yes.
How do you create a legacy? Jesus Christ.
You don't like me going down rabbit holes.
Rabbit hole,
but
Rita.
Sometimes rabbit holes lead to good things.
Yes, I agree.
That's how change actually happens, Nails.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, sometimes like a good rabbit hole can lead to a good idea.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You're completely right.
I am right.
That's why we work together. Because
yes.
I'm very determined in what I want to say. I'm nothing against rabbit holes. I like rabbits and I like holes.
Move on.
Didn't sound right, did it? I like rabbits and I like holes. Okay, rephrase that one.
Just a little. Rewind that.
All right. How do you create a legacy, Tracy? I'm going to answer that question. It's a rhetorical question. You have to find out, and I'm using the word have on purpose. You have to find out what you're great at. You have to. So ask yourself, what am I great at? Now, when we ask people what they're great at, what do they normally say? The first response?
Great at talking.
No, they don't. They say, well, I don't know if I'm great at anything. I'm okay at talking. I like talking. I'm okay at this, or I'm not bad at that. Great takes a while to show up. And it shouldn't, because we're all great at something. You can be the greatest person at making a cup of tea.
But you can be the greatest talker, but you won't make the greatest radio presenter.
We had that years ago. We were doing a pre-coaching session with a lady. And he said, why do you want to be on the radio? She says, well, because I could talk all day. I'm like, right, well, that's the last thing we need. We don't need someone who can talk all day. We need someone who can talk and shut up. Someone who can get to the point.
Less is more. Word economy. Especially in this era that we're living in as well, with everything so instantaneous. If we don't like a video, we're on to the next on TikTok. And we don't have that amount of time to spend on something.
Yeah, that's right.
It has to grab our attention straight away.
You have to be great. And I'm not just talking about great at what you do. I'm talking about the best at what you do. There's a guy called Jim Rohn. Do you know Jim Rohn? He was Tony Robbins' mentor when Tony Robbins was starting off. And he says, in order to be great, right, you need to add more value in the marketplace than anyone else doing what you do. Than anyone else. If you want to be successful. So if you model yourself on somebody and you think they're quite good, you need to be better. You need to be better than them because they're already doing it, right? Mm. They've already established themselves. So you need to take what they do, get that inspiration and be better.
Be the best.
Now, that doesn't mean changing who you are. It means finding out. See, this is what I think. First thing, you have to find out who you are, then model yourself on somebody doing what you want to do, style-wise, position-wise, job-wise.
But don't copy them.
Exactly. Because you need to be the best. Because the best will get hired. And people say, oh, there's no jobs in radio. No, there's not.
Get to know the equipment, how it works, everything about it, so you're not uncomfortable going into the studio. Hone your craft. Get to know your voice. Get to know everything about what you do as a radio presenter.
And I'm going to finish that sentence. There are no jobs in radio. No, there's not. If you're not ready for the jobs. There are jobs. People say, all these social media influencers are getting jobs. They're not all getting jobs. They're not all getting jobs. Not every single job on radio is presented by a social media influencer. That's just a load of BS. There are plenty of jobs we know because we're finding jobs for people who are getting jobs.
I think go in with the mindset that I'm going to learn everything about this. I want to be the best, so I need to learn everything about it. I need to learn everything about me. I need to be the best. And then I need to showcase that. I need to show people how good I am.
Get a piece of paper, and I mean that, a piece of paper and a pen. Write down five things that you think you're great at. You don't have to show it to anybody. You're not boasting to the world. You're just acknowledging something. Acknowledging is a big deal. Five things. Then turn away. Turn away for 30 seconds. Look back at the page. What's the first thing that jumps at you? What's the one word that jumps at you? Circle that thing, because that's what you're best at. That's what you're best at. Then go to work on how you're going to make that great. And don't ask yourself, how can I? Because how is the wrong question, isn't it? What can I do? What is better than how? How open? Because I'll tell you why. I know you're about to speak, Tracy. How means, how opens up the door to thousands of different questions. There are thousands of answers to how, but what do I need to do requires specific answers. And so what is a better question?
Stop putting the walls up. Stop saying, I can't. Stop saying I can't and say I can and I will. I will try.
Yeah.
I will do this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is a mindset. That's why the great people get further. Look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. You need to be obsessed with this. This needs to be your passion. You said passion. You use that word all the time, Tracy. But it has to be a passion, doesn't it?
It has to be a passion.
It has to be an obsession.
That's what motivates you. That's what keeps you going. Doing what you do.
Now, usually obsession has negative connotations, right? Oh, geez, you're bloody obsessed, mate. Yes, you have to be. Because if you're not, the person who is obsessed, who mightn't be as good as you, will get the job, will move further up because they've got the drive. They made the decision to keep going. The difference between people who make it and don't is the ones that make it decide to keep going.
We were coaching somebody during the weekend. They were saying that, you know, I'm in this job. I'm seeing other people getting fired from my job because influencers, people with followers, are getting the work and the people with the craft aren't getting it. You've got to stand out even more now.
Yep.
You've got to show them what you have. Be the best. You've really got to work hard.
And it's not easy. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. And that's why a massive majority of people either drop out or just stop at a certain level. They stop at the level they're below where they should be reaching. The good news is that's good news for you because people either stop or settle. And if you keep going, if you're relentless and if you're obsessed with this and keep going, then you'll pass them out because they'll have stopped. It's like running a race, 100 meters, and they stop at 50 and you keep running. You're going to win. You're going to pass them out because they stopped.
And think about strategies. Think about secret weapons. Think about creativity. What are you good at? What can you offer? What can you bring that's new and fresh?
Program directors that we talk to are always talking about that, aren't they? They're always looking for something new. And it might go against the grain of what you think they want. But they really, look, PDs and content controls, whatever the bloody hell they're called nowadays, they're radio people as well. And they're looking for something fresh. They're looking to get excited. So if you can excite them in your demo, for example, you've started off on the right foot.
I know it's hard work and I know yes. There's a lot to consider. But don't dismiss as well. The most important thing, what delivers the content? That voice. The voice is important. Work on your voice.
Ring that bell and we'll talk about the voice in a minute. Do you like your voice?
Of course I like my voice. I love my voice.
God, you have some ego, don't you?
I think you really do.
Yeah, you do.
You've got to really love your voice. You've got to play around with your voice. You've got to get to know what your voice can do.
As you were saying earlier on, when you're talking about when you're first on the air and you put those headphones on, you hear, you should feel that you're good at this, but also there is that feeling of, is that me?
You just relaxed. Your voice has gone very soft.
Of course. Well, because we were shouting a lot.
Motivation.
But yeah.
Well, see the way, that's my technique. That's what you need to do. If you're too shouty.
All the time.
Take it down a notch or two.
Robin Williams used to say that when he was in an interview and somebody said to him, you know, it must be great fun living with you. He says, why? Because it must be hilarious. He says, do you think I'm like this at home? He said, I couldn't be like this at home. I'd be divorced in 10 minutes. Because you got to take breaks.
Of course.
Yeah. And even, yeah, no, you're right. And that's totally unconscious. Just bringing it down a notch.
Sometimes we're coaching somebody and they come on and they go, you know, here's my air check. And we listen and we go, You're a little bit shouty. Yeah, I know I'm a little bit shouty. And I'll say, did you used to be a DJ?
Yeah, like a club
DJ.
How did you know? Yes, indeed, everybody on the floor.
No, you're not talking to a big audience. You're talking to one person. You can whisper and that mic is going to pick it up.
Yes, we always say, isn't it? You have a microphone. It's okay. They can hear you.
Yes. The
microphone's like the human ear, right? Just whisper into the ear. They can still hear you.
I love when people play around with the mic and they go close to the mic and they say, I got a secret for you.
Yeah.
I love when they do that because it's so intimate. And that's the ultimate connection.
One of the first people I heard do that in Ireland was Pat Courtney. He's with Radio Nova now in Dublin. New Zealander. If you're from that neck of the woods, you know who Pat is. He's a legend. But I remember listening to him before I joined Sunshine and Radio, Sunshine 101. And Pat would be, yeah, do you know what? Hang on a second. I've just got to go over here for a minute and get that thing in. All right, there we go. And he's back to the microphone. I used to think, oh, that's amazing. I remember thinking, that's bloody brilliant. He was one of the first I heard do it. Pat's incredibly creative. He was one of the first people that gave me creative guidance. And I just loved that whole, he's creating this atmosphere in the room. And he's bringing...
What would you call that? I mean, on film, it's breaking the fourth wall.
It kind of is breaking
it
the
is,
fourth
isn't
wall.
It?
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, it's pulling the curtain back a little bit, isn't
pulling
it?
Pulling the curtain
Showing
back.
You backstage for a moment on the, during the play.
Yeah.
And people love that. Listeners love that. It's like, as you say, if they break the fourth wall in the movie, we love it.
You're giving them a bit of insight into who you are.
Yeah.
And what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you're painting the picture of... They can't see where you are, so you're painting them.
Well, it's like, and I know most people give out about Mrs. Brown's Boys on the telly, right? Forget about whether you like it or don't like it. What are they known for? They're known for showing you the sets, for showing
behind
you the cameras,
the
for talking to the crew. Exactly, behind the scenes. And they interweave it into the show. And people like that.
And you know what that is? Down to earth.
Yeah. And it becomes a technique then, but it's still fun. It's still fun when they fluff a line or they have to repeat the line and they keep it in. It's fun. It's letting you in. It's just a show, guys. We know it's not real. It's just a show. So sometimes when you pull back, it gives that little extra...
less formal approach.
And you know what else it is? It's normal because people walk out of the room and shout at you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to the bathroom. Hey, what time is it, by the way? You know, they do that.
So, you know, when people come around to the house for the first time, they've seen you in ages and they're all formal with you.
Like,
how are you? The weather's lovely. All that stuff. And then eventually after a few drinks, you're like, go away, you're melting. What are you doing there?
So you're saying we should all get drunk before we go on air, is that
sound
it?
Irish.
Yeah, call everybody a mad thing. How are you, your mad things, you? So, creativity. What do you need for creativity?
There's a lot of things you need for creativity, or maybe it's your own decision. What do you need for creativity? It's your choice.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's your decision.
Personality, confidence.
Yeah. We can throw words out at you. But
ideas, imagination.
I think because creativity is very personal, isn't it?
Mm.
Like I said, we can throw those words out, confidence and personality, but you decide. You decide what your creativity is.
And are you doing anything new on air right now on your show?
Yeah, or just
that
the same.
That stands out.
Or just the same as everybody else, because that's what you do. Because that's what you do. That's what radio is. Are you doing something that no one else is doing?
And that's your decision.
Yeah, because again, it comes back to what do you want from radio? Do you want to be semi-successful? Are you happy doing middays in a local station? If you are, knock yourself out, mate. Go for it. Like, there's no right or wrong answer to this. But if you're doing that, then you need to be the best at it.
Mm.
Just for your own personal satisfaction as well as keeping your job. But if you want to be great, then you've got to do more. You've got to be the best. As Jim Rohn says, you've got to be the best in your marketplace at what you do. The very best at what you do. And that comes down to what do you do? As you said, Tracy, what's creativity mean to you? What is it to you? Not to me, not to Tracy.
To you.
Yeah. So there, shove that up your pipe and smoke it. All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
What are we talking about today? Legacy.
Legacy.
Yeah. How do you create your legacy?
That's up to you.
Yay, that's why the gap was there.
That's up to you.
That's what you call the pause. It's up to you. How do you create your legacy? It's up to you.
That's your choice.
What are you great at? Write down five things on a piece of paper.
Are you going to choose to be just another presenter? Or are you going to choose to be something different?
That's legacy. What are you going to be? What are you going to be remembered for?
Work hard.
Become obsessed. Become relentless.
Grab people's attention.
Yeah. Relentlessly obsessed with what you do. And that sounds like hard work, doesn't it? Because it is hard work. There's no shortcuts to getting success. No shortcuts in this. Unless you happen to be married to the PD. Or you happen to be the son of the CEO or the daughter of the general manager.
Be creative. Use your imagination. Get to know your voice.
Bob Lawrence sent us a note after the last podcast. Yeah. Bob, we worked with Bob, a new DJ, for a while. Never met him, but we talked to him a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, he was giving us some feedback about the podcast last week.
And that was nice of him. But what did you say after you listened to his voice note?
Ooh, that voice. Ooh, mama.
I mean,
makes me blush. When I hear a good voice, it makes me blush because I love good voices. I'm a sucker for good voices.
Your voice is like your fingerprint. No two voices are the same. Every single voice on the planet is different to every other voice on the planet.
And people recognize you for your voice.
It's your calling card. Yeah. It's who you are. The first thing they hear is your voice. So know how to use it. Your voice.
Your voice to work.
Yeah. We didn't want to touch on that. There's about 50 different things your voice can do. 50 different emotions, 50 different personalities in your voice. You can't show them all in one link. But what is your voice synonymous with? What is it known for? When people hear your voice, do they think, oh God, listen to him, he's just moody. Oh, he's always happy. What is your overriding emotion? What's the overriding emotion your voice gives to other people? So that's your main voice characteristic, right? The thing people say when they hear your voice. Oh, Billy Bob is great fun because he always sounds happy. All right. But you have 49 other aspects to your voice. Grab a telephone, your mobile, your cell phone, telephone. You're like,
Granddad.
Hello? The number you have reached is out of service. Grab your phone, stick the mic app on.
He's the phone for phone calls anymore.
Oh, shut up. One word out of place and you're all over me. Like. And what do you do with your phone then, Grandma?
Yeah, record yourself. Yeah.
Record yourself, talking. Making funny voices, doing crazy shit on your phone, and then listen back to it and just hear what your voice can do.
Just be silly and have fun and listen back and just go to town on your voice.
The more you exercise, was that you've written down something there? The more you exercise that voice,
the more your voice will take you places.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Don't forget word economy. Less is more.
With that, I'm out of here.
Ciao.
Wherever here is.